My name is Tony. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids, all about the Allegheny County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks, Tony, for the great intro. Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and any other critters out there who are listening. I'm Julie Berry at CHPD 105.9 DeBrigg in Elmer, Ontario. Our show this week is about the animals who share our homes with us. You know, pets. Speaking of pets, I have Cheekers and Guinness here with me tonight, so don't be surprised if they add a few comments of their own during our show. I don't know many kids who don't want to have a pet, and our first story tonight is about a little girl who tries to convince her mom and dad that she needs a pet. Animals are cute, so cute, but they are also a responsibility. But I don't have to tell you about that, because after listening to our first story, The Perfect Pet, you will know. The Perfect Pet by Margie Palatini. Illustrations by Bruce Watley. Elizabeth really, really, really wanted a pet. Her parents really, really, really did not. They gave her a plant instead. Mind you, it was a very good-looking plant, as cactus plants go, and it had quite a prickly sense of humor. Elizabeth named it Carolyn, which seemed to suit it just fine. It was absolutely no trouble, and it was a very good listener. Snuggling was a bit of a challenge. However, Elizabeth did manage a quick hug now and then. Elizabeth really, really did like the plant, but she still really, really, really wanted a pet. And she had a plan. The element of surprise. So, how about a horse? Huh? What? Who? Said father. Who? What? Huh? Said mother. I could ride it, give it carrots, lumps of sugar. A horse would be the perfect pet. What do you say? Father yawned. A horse is too big. Mother sighed. Our yard is too small. Why, it would eat us out of house and home, said father. A horse is not quite perfect, dear, said mother, going back to sleep. Not quite perfect, said father sleepily. Scratch the horse. Catch them off guard. What about a dog? Huh? What? Who? Said father as he stood in front of the mirror shaving. What? Huh? Said mother, peeking from behind the shower curtain and dripping soapy water. I could take it for walks, teach it tricks, feed it treats, play fetch. A dog would be the perfect pet. What do you think? Father spit shaving cream. Dogs bark. They're much too loud. Mother grabbed a towel. They jump all over the furniture. A dog is not quite perfect, Elizabeth, said father as he shaved. Not quite perfect, called mother from the shower. Forget Fido. A full stomach. You know what would hit the spot right now? Asked Elizabeth. I'm thinking a cat. Huh? What? Said father. What? Huh? Said mother. A cat could lick the plates, curl up in my lap, drink leftover milk, and we'd always know what to do with all that extra string. A cat would be the perfect pet. So, how about it? Father picked up the newspaper. Cats scratch. Mother cleared the table. Cats shed all over. A cat is definitely not the perfect pet, said father. Achoo! Achoo! I'm sneezing already, said mother. Cross off kitty. Go for broke. How about a bird? Bunny? Turtle? Fish? Guinea pig? Rat? Any? All? Take your pick, said Elizabeth. Her parents looked at each other. Nope. Afraid not. Nope, not quite. Too fishy. Don't even go there. What's left? Moaned Elizabeth. Done. Elizabeth was thinking she would never, ever find the really, really, really perfect pet when, what do you know? She really, really did. In fact, she almost stepped on it. Right there on her rug. A bug. Elizabeth picked him up. She held him in her hand, looked him in the eyes. He wasn't too big. He most definitely was not too loud. He couldn't jump on the furniture, didn't scratch, didn't shed, and how much food could he possibly eat? He was the perfect pet. Carolyn totally agreed. Snug. Doug moved right into the lovely house in the corner of Elizabeth's room. It had everything a bug could possibly want, and more, including his very own cactus plant, as Carolyn was only a hop, skip, and jump away. He truly enjoyed sunning himself in her sand. Of course, Elizabeth provided him with enough crumbs to satisfy any growing bug's appetite. As expected, their relationship was a tad different than the usual. Doug could not give Elizabeth a pony ride. She could not take him for a walk. He could not catch a ball or fetch, no matter how many times they practiced, and try as he might, Doug just couldn't get the hang of playing with string. But he was very helpful with homework. He always knew where to put a decimal or a period. And he loved snuggling up with Elizabeth each night for a story. What more could you ask? He was perfect. With all those crumbs and plenty of sun, Doug grew by leaps and bounds. He was one big healthy bug, and then some. The only trouble really, really, really came one Saturday morning, many weeks later. Elizabeth's mother came into her bedroom to get the laundry, and, "There's a bug in that bed!" she screamed. "A bug?" shouted Father, ready to swat. "That's Doug," said Elizabeth very protectively. "He's my pet." Her parents looked at each other. "Pet? Pet," said Elizabeth. "Just like you wanted. He's not big like a horse. He isn't loud like a dog. He doesn't jump on furniture, scratch, or shed. And he hardly eats a thing." "But a bug?" asked Father. "A bug?" repeated Mother. "Doug," said Elizabeth. "And he's perfect." One big, happy family. "Think we should have said yes to the dog?" whispered Father to Mother. Mother shrugged. "I don't know. We have more room on the couch with the bug." Elizabeth smiled and tossed Doug a piece of popcorn. Well, I would not want to have a pet bug, I have to admit. And neither would Guinness, would you, boy? And Cheekers is afraid of bugs. It's okay to be afraid of things, Cheekers. You're just a little monkey. You'll grow out of it. You know, life is not the same after you get a pet. You have to feed it and keep it clean and make sure it's happy and healthy. Having a library card is much, much easier than having a pet. Library cards do not need to be fed or watered or taken for a walk. Before our last story of the night, here's a message from the Elgin County Public Library. Hear that? Sounds a little scary, right? This summer, after the doors at your school close, your brain goes on holiday. No more homework. No more projects. No more thinking really, really hard about stuff. That's good, right? Well, yes, every brain needs a vacation. But beware of the brain drain. Why not keep your brain hooked up for a little workout over the long, long summer? Maybe read a book or two. Your Elgin County Library has the perfect antidote to the dreaded brain drain with their exciting Summer Reading Club. Just sign up and you'll be part of fun games and reading. Head into the library near your house, whether it's Springfield, Elmer, Port Burwell, or Straffordville. Every Elgin County Public Library runs a summer reading club for kids, complete with prizes and lots of fun things to do. They promise not to make you think really, really hard about anything except how much fun do you really want to have. Sign up for the summer reading club. Our next story is about a dog. It's told by a dog. I'm going to be reading the story, of course, because dogs can't read. No, Guinness, you can't read. You can chase sticks and shake a paw and play dead, but you cannot read. No, you can't. Guinness, silly boy. Making Room by Phoebe Kohler. I am the dog of a good master. We share everything. Long walks at sunrise. Lazy lunches in the kitchen. Cozy evenings on the couch. Or did until that lady came along. Now my master is in such a hurry, I get just one tiny walk around the block in the morning. They eat out all the time. When they come home, they forget to bring a doggy bag. And I have to lie on the floor. But she plays a real good game of chase, whips up the finest dishes for me to clean, and scratches me behind the ears just right. Or did, until that cat came along. Now the cat hides all my best toys under the couch. I'm forced to share every dish in the kitchen. I'm lucky to get a quick pat on the head, but this cat puts up a great fight. Shares his milk, sometimes, and helps keep the bed warm. Or did, until that baby came along. Now we have to tiptoe about the house. There's never enough milk to go around. And we both have to sleep on the rug. But we take long walks again. I find wonderful tidbits on the floor because the baby's a messy eater. And the baby makes me laugh, so I guess I'll make room. That story just goes to show you that change feels uncomfortable and even annoying sometimes, but eventually things have a way of turning out well. My funny bone has been lying still too long. I need to laugh. What kind of cat loves to go bowling? An alley cat.
Check It In, Check It Out was made possible with the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Thanks to Susie Wall for the credits tonight. She was at the Springfield Library with her sisters and her mom. Check It In, Check It Out is coming to an end for another week. Thank you to Guinness and Cheekers for taking part in the show. Say goodnight, you two. I wouldn't say they're exactly great friends, but they are getting used to each other. I'm Julie Barry. Thanks for listening.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham, und ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell, und ihr könnt krank die, was ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit Halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.